Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's about to recap a show that featured slightly more filler than its cast. I am Rob Sesternino. Everybody, welcome to the first night of Celebrity Big Brother 3. Hollywood's biggest stars have entered the Big Brother house. We're here to recap a wild night of getting to meet them all and getting for them for the first time to learn each other's identity, unless you're Carson Kressley. So, lot to talk about here tonight. Let's welcome in the panel here with us. First, my co-host from the Nothing But Netflix podcast, Chappelle, is here. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, I was doing well. I was very happy. Celebrity Big Brother is back. Big Brother is back. I was in a good mood. But then Paramount Plus decided to tweet out some nonsense, and now I don't know what to think. I just don't know.
Okay. Well, it was a night that we got a lot of stuff from Paramount/CBS. We learned a lot. We'll cover it all here tonight. Of course, back with us, we heard from her for the first time.
It's very fun seeing the premiere episode of Celebrity Big Brother. I've definitely missed the quick pace that Celebrity Big Brother gives us. I thought maybe they would let the celebrities keep like a shred of dignity.
No.
And then I saw the HOH competition and I realized, oh no, no, they won't. So, you know, it was very fun.
You check your dignity at the door.
Yeah, you literally.
This is Big Brother.
Yeah. Oh, you think you're going to get caviar? How about caviar on your face? Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, it's not really. If I was a celebrity, let me just say,
get me out of here.
Yeah. Get me out of here if I see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, great to break it down here with you. And of course, the man who his very voice means that it's Big Brother season. Please welcome in the great Taryn Armstrong.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Cruella. That's Cruella.
You don't know my name, do you? Do you know any of our names?
It's Cruella DeVille. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's Big Brother. You know, I all through the preseason, it was like, we're starting up. The second I saw Julie on my screen in front of the house, I was like, all right, here we go. This is Big Brother. I'm happy to be back.
We're back, baby. Yes, here we are. Big Brother here to recap first of three nights in a row here. We'll be back again tomorrow night after the Thursday night episode. That's going to be at 10:15 Eastern when our coverage kicks off. It's a 9 o'clock episode, then a 2-hour episode coming up Friday night, the first eviction of the season. We'll be live again after that. It's Big Brother season, and we are going to be coming at you with a recap after every episode, and maybe we'll keep your fingers crossed for live feed updates as well with Taryn every morning during Celebrity Big Brother. Of course, the best way to catch everything we're doing, subscribe to our podcast feeds. If you want to get all things Big Brother, we invite you, check out robinswebsite.com/BBFeed for free. However you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, subscribe and get all of the episodes of our Big Brother coverage, including the weekly roundtables and more. All at robinswebsite.com/BBFeed. Or, of course, you can subscribe to the Robins Podcast main feed or reality TV wrap ups. All right. So let's check in. Taryn, one night in, what was your reaction to what we saw tonight?
I was happy with the premiere. I thought it was pretty fun. We got a whole new batch of celebrities. And even though they barely knew each other, they seem like there's a decent amount there that are ready to play and that they want to get into the action. The HOH competition was interesting, and I was excited for more, but you can only get so much.
I always get like secondhand embarrassment when the celebrities come in and they see each other and they're like, hi. My name's Melissa. Like, it's like they think they might know someone, and then they come in and they're like, I don't know who this person is. I guess I'll just introduce myself. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that moment where you're like, are they going to say like that they know each other, that they like don't know who the person is or what are you from or what should I know you from? Like, it's just so uncomfortable for me. I feel like normal season, you don't have to worry about that because, like, obviously they're not going to know each other, or yeah, maybe they will. But, you know, the point is that nobody knows each other. You're not supposed to know their name. You're not supposed to know what they do for a living. And you learn that along the way. But for celebrity, it's like the implication is that they are famous enough that you should know what they're from. And yeah, for the most part, it seems like nobody knows each other at all besides like working together.
Well, yeah. And it was really perfect that Carson Kressley was the person who was like sort of our tour guide, because he was the one person that kind of did know who everybody was. Like, you know, imagine like Chris Kattan was the first person to enter the house. It would have been very, very confusing. Chappelle, we haven't gotten to hear from you yet during Big Brother. And I know that you are actually maybe more bullish on this cast than a lot of people are.
Rob, where are my damn live feeds? Like, don't like, let's just cut to the chase. Okay. Mm-hmm. Boo, tomato. I deserve feeds. What do you mean? All we right, have well, to wait for okay, an well, update on Friday.
Okay. So Taryn, that we just got some news across the Twitter, and we found out that Paramount Plus, who tweeted this out? Paramount Plus?
It was Paramount Plus Twitter account. Yeah. So for days, there's been a countdown on the live feeds that ends right after the East Coast airing of the premiere of Celebrity Big Brother, which was about a half hour ago. And with around 3 minutes left on the countdown, right after the episode finished, Paramount Plus tweeted out that, hey, we're so excited for you to watch everything that's going to go down. Just quick thing, feeds are delayed. Like, okay, this is expected. We'll give you an update on Friday, which happens to be 2 days from now, and saying an update on Friday does not necessarily mean that they will come up on Friday, although I do hope/expect that. But that means that people who were expecting to watch the feeds in a matter of minutes are now like, okay, so never mind, yeah, days from now.
Okay, so also of note, I feel like we typically get at least like a commercial during Big Brother for like even like coming in and out of like, check out the 24/7 live feeds. Blah, 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 blah. And then I don't even think Julie said at the end of the show, and like, for more coverage, check out our live feeds.
Mm-hmm. Tomato. Mm-hmm. Tomato. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? Like, we didn't come here to watch these people play nice. We came here to watch them eat cereal and talk to each other on the couch. Like, I want the feeds. What are you talking about? Like, if I wanted to do this, I would be watching Hype House. Check out our coverage of Hype House on Nothing But Netflix if you haven't seen it. But I want the feeds. I've been waiting since the summertime for the feeds. I don't care about the show that the show puts together, because right, they be lying to us. They be mm-hmm, playing in our faces. Give me the feeds.
Okay. Time for rampant speculation. Melissa, what's going on?
Somebody quit.
That's a valid theory. Okay.
Okay.
But okay, I feel like that we've had this situation before where somebody, maybe, even
when people quit, they just put us to fish.
Right. Like, that was the thing, right?
But it means they don't, like, if they don't have to put it on yet, then why put it on and then post on fish? Like, just let it be, yeah, and then reveal that someone quits or whatever.
So, had somebody quit, would that be a valid reason why they wouldn't give us the feeds right away?
I mean, it would be strange. It might change their schedule. I mean, they have to assume that there are going to be people that want to quit. I feel like it's got to be at least slightly more than that. It could be, maybe it's a situation where it's like the first season of Celebrity Big Brother, where it's not just a quit, but it's a, all right, everyone, let's convene and make sure that I'm the one voted out on Friday. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, let's just pretend that this didn't, because we really screwed up this one. So their first eviction is not weird. But even that is like, I don't know. It feels a little bit dramatic,
yeah,
for them to, again, with 3 minutes left on the countdown, be like, it's delayed. Because if they had said a couple days ago, feeds aren't going to start until after the first live eviction, I mean, that's par for the course. Big Brother Canada, at least. Like, that wouldn't have been that surprising. People would have been annoyed. But it's very different for them to have a whole countdown and then at the last minute be like, actually, wait, it makes it seem like there's something more dramatic, okay, happening.
So other potential issue, COVID?
COVID. Okay. Mm. All right. So is it possible somebody is in the protocol?
Like, yeah,
waiting somebody, for a test, perhaps.
Yeah, like somebody, like there's a sickness in the house. Someone's sick or something, and they're concerned, and they're waiting for results, and they're like, let's like not have this be on feeds because this could be bad.
Interesting.
Possibility of that, possibility of like tech issues generally, but they like have had live feeds before tech. And not had problems. So like, I don't think that's it, but
and most it's of the time possible. They do have live feeds and they do have problems. So that's not
well,
a reason.
True. Why they yeah. Tech issues haven't stopped them before. So, you know, that wouldn't probably be it, but you never know. I think CBS Big Brother, the Twitter account, was too scared to tweet it out themselves. So they were like, you do it, Paramount Plus. Please.
Can you
like,
do
you
it?
Don't have as many fans. You know,
it is weird that it was the Paramount Plus account that tweeted it and the Big Brother account retweeted it. It's like, did this come from on high? Was this like
from Paramount Mountain?
Well, that's why I'm wondering. Yeah. It's possibly tech issues. Cause like, it's not like CBS or like, it's not like Big Brother related specifically. Like maybe it's Paramount Plus related. Like they couldn't pull it together. I don't know. Not good.
That's a good point. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It doesn't matter that the show is on CBS if the app and Paramount Plus doesn't work to actually post the live feed footage, right? Because like CBS is like, yeah, we're going to have live feeds, right? And then they look at Paramount and they're like, oh, we're going to have live feeds this time. Because if you think
we're busy
about
with
it,
Halo.
If this was the HBO Max like account, like we wouldn't have live feeds ever. You know, like you press play and then it would just self-destruct. So at least Paramount Plus is like, one day we'll have the live feeds.
Can I feed you a theory that's I see in the chat right now? Is it possible that the Kardashian machine has reached out to CBS, Paramount, and said, hey, we heard about the donkey thing. Shut it down. We don't want anybody talking about us on live feeds.
Rob, the call is coming from inside the house. There is nobody more pro-Kardashian right now than Lamar Odom, okay? He is trying to get his woman back, and he's going to do whatever it takes. And if he heard Shayna say, a donkey, cut the feeds. Stop it. He starts singing the Beatles catalog or something like that so they can record, you know, something of that nature. I'm sure the call is coming from inside the house if that's the case. The Kardashians are not worried. They have somebody on the inside.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Kardashians run by the theory that, you know, no publicity is bad publicity. Mm-hmm. So I think they would be okay with literally any mention of them on the show. It just brings them more followers.
I mean, it's obviously wild speculation, but it seems somewhat plausible that that somebody was with a lot of resources was like, whoa, I don't like this. And they got in contact with Paramount, Paramount Plus, the overlords. And they were like, hey, we got it. We don't want this. And so CBS and Big Brother production were like, all right, we gotta spend a couple days with the house guests, making sure that we know that we tell them like, stop talking about the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. We can't have this on the live feeds. They've already threatened, lawsuits. Like, please just be chill.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if like, you know, a lot of the times on these celebrity seasons or for seasons where someone is like a new person to Big Brother and they're really not familiar with it, like they don't understand like live feeds. And so it's totally a possibility that, you know, someone gets in the house and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I don't want to be broadcast 24/7. Like, I don't want that. And then they're like, well, it says in your contract that that's what's going to happen. And then they say like, well, let me see the contract. Let me get my attorneys. Cause like, I don't trust being broadcast 24/7. And then there's a whole thing like that. Like, I could absolutely see some celebrity finding out in the house that they are going to be broadcast 24/7 and like not being a fan of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the rampant speculation about why the live feeds are not up. I'm sure we'll see many more theories coming up on Twitter over the next 48 hours. But look, Chappelle, this is what happens on Twitter. You give us a mystery, We're going to start coming up with theories.
We're going to solve it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Tomato, tomato, tomato. Fix it. Fix it now. But overall, I enjoyed the show tonight. I just do think it was a little, I do think it was a little short. You know, like, I'm kind of upset that there's a 2-hour episode coming because this didn't give me enough. I need more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, we spent so long, we did the introductions, like a good, finally, the introductions are over. And then we spent like 25 minutes on this competition of, I thought it was a very boring comp.
More of the same.
Yeah.
I really liked the costumes. I thought they were all very well done and how they kind of like represented each of their professions. You know, it was a little much to like put them in these like really insane costumes and then have them like up like puppets with their legs like splayed. That was a little much, but the costumes themselves and like the initial entrance, that was kind of cool. But I honestly just thought someone was going to accidentally just like
there.
Yeah. Well, he has, okay. he broke his neck and he has like, he's had multiple surgeries. Like I would be very concerned of having somebody up there with their all four of their like, you know, legs and arms just out there spread up wide open. Like that's terrifying.
Is it just the mouth? I feel like I don't think Nutcrackers famously like split their legs.
I mean, Nutcracker. I meant like this Nutcracker, you know, like a crab cracker kind of thing.
Yeah. Like an actual Nutcracker, not like a
not the Nutcracker.
You can't have caviar without crackers, right?
Well, crackers. So what I was worried about Chris Kattan from the moment he entered the house.
Right.
Let me be very clear. Like I was concerned about him walking, standing, talking, interacting. He looked terrified of everyone. He's under duress, clearly. Like, if anybody quit the show, if there's any reason they cut the feeds and it's Chris Kattan, like, I would not be shocked. Like, if you said, like, Chris Kattan didn't make it. After that fall, I thought the medic was coming because I was like, his neck is already, we talked about this, his neck is broken. When he fell down, I was like, well, why would you even get up there? Why did you get your ass up there? They gave you an opportunity to be the MC.
Right.
I thought he was easily pick did that. That.
It seemed like that thinking. They were, that was for him. And he didn't take it.
No, yeah, he didn't.
I mean, this man apparently needed to be corralled out of the hallway before you enter the house. Like Carson had to go in and be like, oh, come on, come on. And like he didn't even get as far as the couch before the next person came in, whereas everybody else had like picked a bed and like laid out their stuff already. I don't know how long he's got.
You're talking about just Big Brother, right?
Of course, we can say it.
Yeah, Chris Kattan. You know, it has been widely reported about how he's been through a lot of back issues and surgeries. But he does not look ready to compete in these competitions. But just like hearing him as well, like he does not sound well at all to be on this show.
Yeah. He sounds like he's terrified of everybody else in the house. Like even the way he's looking at them,
his
like,
body language.
He's very closed off. And like I said, I don't know his mental state or whatever, or a physical state. I just know, you know, like the neck thing gotta be tough. But I mean, if you want to find someone who looks like they don't want to be there, he looks like he's there and there's like a gun to his back and he just can't see it.
Chappelle, that being said, right. Chris Kattan may have some misconceptions about what goes on in the Big Brother house because this is what he's worried about.
In the Big Brother house, I hope that I don't run into grizzly bears, swords being thrown at me. I hope I don't run into a car because I'm a person and that would be a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Well, as we all know, you know, things other than people have a much better track record with running into cars.
Do they?
Yeah,
especially inside of a house.
If he wasn't a person, then it would be totally fine to run into a car.
Yeah. Right. He's concerned about grizzly bears and swords.
In a house.
Famously, Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Big on sword-wielding grizzly bears driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, those are all things that you should probably be concerned about.
Yeah.
Like, well, why would he... But why would he refer to Christmas as that? Like, she just ran down one person. She didn't. When did you become a sword-wielding grizzly bear? Oh, my God. Chris Kattan, you're so rude.
So rude.
You chase down one baby daddy with, like, a car or something like that, and now you're a grizzly bear with a sword.
Never live it down. Okay.
So true. Right. So true.
Guy from the Roxbury just coming on hot, talking trash about you. Wow. The shade.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of our introductions to the celebrities coming into the house. Any highlights for you, Melissa, in terms of the celebrities coming in?
I would say in terms of their intros, I felt good about my draft picks after watching their intros because, you know, Chris Kirkpatrick said he was a super fan of the show. I wasn't sure because like some of the people that he talked about are just like very basic knowledge, like you know, Big Brother contestants. So I was like, I don't know if he's actually a fan or not. It does seem like from his intro, he's a fan, and he's also a fan enough to know, like, not to say that you're a fan, and not really give away a lot of information like that. So I did appreciate that. And then Shayna, I liked that she's a fan, a super fan of the show. So her, though, she seems like she might want to talk about it with people, which probably isn't good. So, yeah, I was very impressed with both of their intros. I felt good about my selections. And everyone else, though, I don't feel like I really learned, like, so much about them that I didn't already know going into this. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go through it. You know what? Because if we yada yada this, the podcast is going to be over in 5 minutes. So why don't we go through our 11 celebrity introductions? One of the things that I thought that was a little odd to open up the show. Did you notice this in the opening? What are they going for here?
Big Brother.
Are we yodeling?
I feel like they're going for like Big Survivor energy here.
Big Survivor energy. I wonder. Is it, I feel like that we're like big like ski lodge energy.
Right. This is like the Swiss Alps or something. Yeah. Right? Or something that they're trying to do. I said Swiss Alps. Like I know that they're. I don't know where the Alps are. The Alps are wherever they are.
I think that makes sense because like the cuckoo clock room. I never got that. But if the second you say like Swiss Alps mountain retreat, like okay, that could track. Mm-hmm. And then there's like. Candy. I don't know.
Very popular like, theme to go with.
Yeah. Well, they had chocolate. That's Swiss as chocolate, well. Very popular, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Big month for Switzerland on CBS.
Like Swiss Miss reality. Hot chocolate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that's, all I think you're together. Onto something. Yeah. Cause I was lost. I did not get it. I also was confused as to why they had to enter the house one at a time because of COVID.
To be like, safe. To be please, safe, Chappelle.
But to save them from when they get inside the house? What am I missing between the walk outside and the walk inside?
I think it's just like putting them with Julie. They're afraid Julie will give them COVID.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to stand there.
We can't have Julie meet with them, talk with five of them, and then send them in. We need to do one at a time.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's that like Julie was there for like 1 second filming and was just like, all right, that's a wrap. I'm done. I did my little intro and now I'm out.
Yeah. It just felt like. Okay, for COVID, everybody's going to come in one at a time because this is completely safe and we're not going to have these people inside in each other's like vicinity with no mask on. Like that's definitely not about to happen. Insert one person and then the next person and then the next person. Like, well, this could have been an email. This could have been an email. But of course, there would be no episode. So, you know.
Taryn, we can't risk that Murray goes down this early in the season.
Well, no, of course not. I liked it though. I feel like one at a time. It's a way for us to be introduced slowly to the to the people and see their first interactions. And it does. I think it did help set the table for like who each person is and based on how they interacted in that initial interaction. And as more people entered, it got less and less useful because there were too many people at that point.
I think I like it for the future. I don't mind it. I think we're not really losing much by not having the people stand there awkwardly holding their bags, looking at each other while Julie like asks questions and they're like too scared to talk because she's like, don't say anything. And then, it's just, I think it makes a lot more sense to kind of bring each person in one at a time, introduce them one at a time, have them meet each other one at a time. I don't know. I just feel like, I liked it.
I did feel like that the introductions we got were kind of unequal. Like some people got like 3 or 4 minutes and some people like we got like, you know, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty par for the course, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people have really long resumes, you know, like Chris Kirkpatrick is like 87 million records sold and da 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 da. And I started NSYNC and all this other stuff. And he actually knows the show. So he had so much to talk about. And then you had Shayna, who was like, I was a Playboy playmate and I was on some reality TV shows and I made my breakup. So she had a long list to talk about. And then you got to some people who were like Todd Bridges, who's like, yeah, you know, I was on Different Strokes and I played a brother. So I'm going to be a big brother here. Like I'm big brother to the big brother. Like, isn't that cool? And like, there's nothing there. And so, and I'm a big Todd Bridges fan. I'm very excited to see him play. But there was nothing to share in the package.
Do we think that in the Shanna Mokler package, was there even any mention of Travis Barker? And does that give more credence to that they did mention him?
Yeah, they had her two exes. It was like, And Travis Barker, very public.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had some very public breakups that provided us with some with great TMZ shots.
Okay.
That's all what right. she said.
Carson Kressley was the first to arrive, and he really was our de facto host of the night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's the star of the show right now. It seems like they're defaulting to him as the narrator, which makes a lot of sense. I think it's something that we kind of expected. And it's because he's great. He just has the energy. As you say, he's been around for a while. He knows how these things work. He knows what they want from him. And he's ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah. And Carson also, like, whenever they go to him in the diary room, he's doing the thing where he's talking about the strategy, like, for dummies. So he's telling you, like, in this moment, you should not be saying this. Or in this moment, I'm going to throw this competition or, you know, whatever. Like, he's saying everything you need to know. And I hope that he sticks around for a long time because, you know, like, for the casual viewer, like, maybe they'll get, like, a better understanding if Carson's in the house saying, like, yes, I would like to reveal this, but I'm not going to because that's bad strategy. Or I'm going to nice up to this person because I think that it would be beneficial for me. Like, they're really talking us through it on the first episode. And a lot of times with these celebrities, you don't get that.
Okay. Yeah, there's three people left in this HOH competition and any one of them could win. So I'm going to cheer for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, great job, Misha. Oh, man, right. Todrick, you're doing so well. Wink.
Yeah. Basic strategy that you would think would be, you know, completely like it would be obvious to everybody. But we see year after year on Big Brother that people don't always understand the little things. And so I'm happy Carson's in the house.
So the second person to arrive was Cynthia Bailey. Carson recognizes her. We get her package I thought the best part of Cynthia's introduction was the footage of her with her family at home.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't
her family,
trust anyone.
Yeah. She didn't seem to have a lot of faith in her.
No. I could have
judging
watched
by
more
your
of
athletic
that.
Ability, you're not going to do great, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really could have watched a little bit more of that. I liked seeing them try and like give her advice on going into the house. It was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she came in and her and Carson have a bond. They both are in the Bravoverse. They've worked together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I thought this was interesting, especially like as, you know, Carson immediately recognizes Cynthia. Obviously, this is going to be a bond he's going to make. He immediately was like, okay, so us, right? Like we're in this. And he is like literally just taking and moving his group as more people enter to be like, okay, these are my people. I'm going to make sure we're all in the same room. We're going to exclude the people that I don't know as well. And we're going to make this happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, Chris Kirkpatrick is here.
Big I loved having fan. His little kid say, who wants to see my HOH room? I was like, okay, that's clearly a family that has watched Big Brother together.
Yes. Okay.
I loved it.
Chris Kirkpatrick comes in. Chappelle, Cynthia doesn't know Chris Kirkpatrick. Where do I know you from?
She doesn't recognize him, which... it's fair, you know, as a member of a boy band from yesteryear, I assume that like you don't like naturally have an image of him in your mind all the time. Also, you know, you learn these boy bands a lot through listening to them. So she's probably familiar with his work more than she is his face. But also, you know, no disrespect to Chris Kirkpatrick, but, you know, on the list of NSYNC members and other boy band members, if you had to rank them upon like notoriety for them, their actual appearance and, you know, being seen in a celebrity circle, he is probably not in the top four or five of those. If you like compiled a list of other boy bands, he might not even be in the top four of NSYNC, depending on who you ask. But I was happy to have Chris Kirkpatrick here because otherwise I don't think CBS would have got their 50% POC quota met. And I'm pretty sure Chris Kirkpatrick is the swing vote in there. I'm pretty sure he's hitting a couple. He's checking multiple boxes. So I think I was happy that we picked Chris of all people.
Yes. Okay.
This is the funny moment where it's like, because I don't think Carson knew who he was either. And it's like this, it's this thing where it's, if you're Chris Kirkpatrick, right? You enter, you don't know these people. Do you introduce yourself as, hey, I'm Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, and then now they know and it's not awkward. But if they already knew you were from NSYNC, now it just sounds like this is how you introduce yourself to people. Hey, I'm Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, you know? So like, what do you do? Do you not say it? Do you say it? I don't know. It's a dilemma.
It's also interesting how like the question also you have to ask is, do you say just Chris? Or do you say Chris Kirkpatrick? Like, do you, because a lot of people, like, if I'm going to introduce myself, I'm like, hi, I'm Melissa. I'm not going to say, hi, I'm Melissa Denny. Like, I'm going to say, hi, I'm Melissa. So, like, I did notice that he did introduce himself as Chris Kirkpatrick because, like, to be fair, that is a recognizable name to a lot of people. And so I do think he was, like, trying to be like, do they know this name? And then when they're like, what should I know you from? It's like, oh, okay, now I need to say it.
I mean, should it be a little bit more like the Royal Rumble and not that they do this in the Royal Rumble, but they have like basically like their song comes on. Like there's like a little bit more of an introduction. Like they're like, and now here comes NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick. Make it less awkward for everybody.
Honestly, probably. That might be a good idea. It's just
then they have to run in like,
And like, honestly,
come in and start dancing.
I think you could like show them intro package before they come in. Cause I mean, not like all of it, but just like, hey, I'm so-and-so from XYZ or whatever. Not the stuff about like, I'm going to be good.
I'm actually
at this
pretending
game
I'm in 98
but
degrees.
Just like, I feel like this is very different from like regular Big Brother where people like give their, you know, their age and where they're from. And then they give like their occupation and then they say what they're going to actually say they are or whatever. And like, this is very different because, like, obviously the point is you're supposed to know who these people are and no one's going to go in the house and, like, lie about what they do because, you know, that's not the point of Celebrity Big Brother. So I do think that it could be fair to just be like, hey, like, here's a little blurb, a little video on the screen. Like, I'm so-and-so and I'm from blah, blah, blah. And then the person comes in. Like, why not? Why not do that?
Yeah,
this is actually a great idea, Rob. I think we should take this idea and apply it to the podcast.
Yeah.
Every time you introduce us, we've got our own song.
Yeah.
We all come running from off screen like, oh, yeah, it's me. Hey, happy to be here, Rob.
Yeah, intro package to play every time.
Yeah, okay.
Be like, you may remember her from...
So you think you could podcast?
Yes, the nothing but Netflix man. He's right. Chappelle.
Do you think it would be better or worse though if Chris Kirkpatrick could, like, came in and lied about who he was? Like, what if he did come in and was like, "Hi, I'm Drew Lachey." You know, like, would that benefit him at all?
Hi, I'm Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance.
It's me, Ashley Parker Angel. Nice to meet you. They're like, oh, no wonder we don't know you.
I wonder also like if someone. Well, I guess the point is you going on to this assume probably that people have heard of you or whatever. I don't know. I guess I would assume that. But my thought would be like, if you're an athlete in this very specific like profession, maybe you could say that you're not an athlete to like make it seem like that you're not like super, I don't know, athletic. I don't know. I don't think that would work because like, there's got to be someone in the house probably that's like heard of you maybe if you're on, you know, Big Brother Celebrity, but maybe you could be like, oh, I'm known for, you know, my painting. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just grow like a twirly mustache and be like, I'm an artist.
Yeah. Or like I'm a social media person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, so this is great. So could we have in the next Celebrity Big Brother season, we put in somebody who's not famous and we tell them,
yes.
Could they basically like Joe Millionaire the house of like, all right, and here is this everyday person, but we're going to bring them in and tell them that they are a big, like a TikTok influencer.
It's an aspiring actor.
Yeah.
It's somebody who's going on to play a role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
And then like if they find out that they're not actually, or if they discover the truth, although I don't know how they could discover the truth because like there are so many social media influencers, like unless they like go on Twitter.
Just imagine the feeds though of them being like, have you ever heard of their agent? Like I've never heard that name before. Mm-hmm. Like, so they couldn't be lying though, right? Like why would they lie?
That would be amazing.
Okay. We talked about Shayna Mokler. She didn't get much of an intro package. She did tell us this in the episode.
I may or may not have called his fiance at one time a donkey on national television.
Is this a famous moment?
Oh yeah. I think Shayna Mokler was doing I think she was doing her TMZ tour around that time, and this was when Travis Barker I think was with whatever Kardashian he was attached to. And I guess, what is it, Chloe? So yeah, she said it. She said it with her whole chest. And you don't really go to war with the Kardashians if you right. don't want.
Why would smoke. He say that about Chloe? Because Travis is with Courtney.
I'm sorry, Courtney. I said whichever Kardashian you expect me to.
No. I'm saying, they're saying that Shannon is saying that he said it about Chloe, but her beef, well,
didn't,
I guess.
No, didn't she Courtney? Say it about. Or I thought, no, she, said, I thought she called somebody.
She said it. Yeah, she said called. It about Chloe, but her beef is with Courtney. Okay. But maybe Chloe stood up for Courtney by saying something, and then maybe she defended her.
You get smoke with the whole family. You don't beef with one Kardashian.
You make fun of one Kardashian, you make fun of them all.
That's it.
I don't understand.
Now, did she say she looked like a donkey, or she was a donkey? Like, she's stubborn.
It is a donkey.
Is a donkey.
Is a donkey.
Okay.
Yeah, is a donkey.
And it's open to interpretation.
I don't know.
But what if you like donkeys?
I mean, then really... congratulations. Mm-hmm. Beat my burrito, you know? Mm-hmm. But
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Todd Bridges.
She later apologized, by the way. I don't want to overlook that part. She did apologize.
Okay. You
know? Todd Bridges. Was it a good apology?
Eh.
It's fine.
Good enough for Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Todd Bridges comes in and he gets a pretty good intro package.
Todd Bridges has been here before. Like, he has not played Big Brother before. I don't, to my knowledge, like, he might have played one of these other random ones, but like, he's been on the reality TV
on the
game circuit before, he's right?
Rollerbladed so he's through played, him before, yeah.
What? No, he was on Skating with the Celebrities. Don't do this.
We talked about this the other day that he got kicked off because he was roller skating on Skating
that,
with the Celebrities.
That is propaganda, and it's a lie.
That's a lie?
It's a lie.
I read it on Wikipedia.
It's a lie.
Yes.
Rob, as long as you know me, who are you going to believe?
I believe me you. I believe you. Know, so set the record straight.
Listen. I remember Skating with the Celebrities vividly. Yes. Because I have no life. But like, I think it was like week two. I think so. The first week they did whatever, but week two, he did like this big afro puff, and like the whole week he was struggling and he fell down. But he did use ice skates. They didn't let him go out there on an ice skating rink and rollerblade. That doesn't make any sense. So,
that sounds very hard.
This,
yeah.
How did this rumor come about that he was wearing roller skates?
I don't know who came up with this. But I could type up a Wikipedia page right now. But let me tell you, if you believe Wikipedia over Chappelle when it comes to reality TV, something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you, okay. But that ain't happened.
All right. Let the record show. Justice for Todd Bridges. Yes.
Maybe it came straight from Todd Bridges. He was ashamed of his bad ice skating, and he was like, nah, it's just I had roller skates on.
I had roller skates on. He fell once. It wasn't even bad. I don't... Anyway, I don't have time for this. Look, Todd Bridges is robbed. He deserved to win skating. He had one bad fall, but it's Skating with Celebrities. It was like a three-week run or something like that. There was like six people, like, you know, whatever. But no, he did not roller skate on ice. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. All right.
I liked how he was like, oh, I'm famous for being Willis on Different Strokes. And this, and like his whole intro package was about that. And then they had like a clip of him like on a magazine cover that was like, Willis is dead.
That was his book.
I was like, geez, what a title.
That was the name of his autobiography. Killing Willis, right?
He is not dead because, you know, you keep talking about him and that's like your one like claim to fame, but okay.
Well, I like that he clearly knew exactly the through line of how people recognized him, because it's exactly what happened to me on the podcast, which is like, yeah, and so you may recognize me as Willis, and if you don't recognize me as Willis, you probably recognize the catchphrase. It's like, oh, yep, you got me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, oh, that's you. What you talking about? It's like, oh, my God. Like, and I'm like, I remember him from Celebrity Skating and Celebrity Boxing and One Versus 100. And like, I was like, grow up, Chappelle. Get a life. Mm-hmm. Seek help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mariah is here.
Now, listen. Mariah is the one person who could have came in and been like, I'm a table tennis player. And everybody would have been like, oh, okay. Because nobody knew who she was.
She would have said, I'm a roller skater.
I roller skated on ice famously. And that's how I came. Like, Todd, do you remember that time when we did the thing? I love Mariah. Like, I don't know what it is about seeing her on TV, but it is like, I don't like how are we not rooting for Mariah as a family? Like, I just feel like everybody should be rooting for her.
Very charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's because she's younger than everybody else, like not to be ageist, but she just stands out, you know, like, oh my God, like I feel like the rest of them are crazy people and she might be the normal person who can skate, who's in the house.
She seems most normal, definitely, out of all of them.
She seems most normal until the end of the episode where we got like a really weird scene where she threw it back to Julie Chen Moonves.
Catch it all right here on Celebrity Big Brother. Back to you, Julie Chen Moonves, in the studio.
What?
I think Julie Chen was probably just like, you must include that. She said Julie Chen Moonves. Like,
we need that there. She's trying to get that sideline reporter job.
Does she know what the show is? Like, this isn't... Like, it's not like she's like an anchor, like out, like covering a news story and throwing it back to the newsroom.
Yeah.
I mean, could you,
like a celebrity anchor and they did that, it'd be like, oh, what a funny little play on what they do. It's like, and it came out of nowhere too. It seemed it wasn't like part of any, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just like a weird thing with her glasses, like, where she like took her glasses off for that scene.
I'm just imagining, like, you know, it's the eviction just happened. Somebody left before they get to Julie. They talk to Mirai, and she's like, "How you feeling? How you feeling? How's it going?" It's didn't go well for you out there. What do you think went wrong? And we get the sideline report. She's, all right, throwing it back to you, Julie. They're on their way up, and then she heads into the house, and she's like, "All right, how you guys feeling after that one?"
Yeah,
I can see it working.
Okay.
No, this is production being like, you know how they production always feeds them lines and stuff like that. And they were like, okay, now be a news anchor. She's like, but I'm a figure skater. They're like, yeah, whatever. Be a news anchor right here. She's like,
It's funny though.
Yeah, it's funny. But it will work. It's like, no, it won't. It's like, just try it anyway. So that's why she gave this half-ass effort. Like, back to you, Julie Chen, in the studio. I mean, going back, Julie, like, she looking at them like, what the hell? Like, I'm an Olympic athlete. Stop this.
They're probably like, oh, don't like sports commentators say something like this. Like, just go ahead and do it.
Okay. Seventh person to arrive was Chris Kattan, who got a fairly lengthy intro package.
To be fair to me, I think he's one of the most like famous people in the house are most recognizable. So I could see why they have so much to talk about with him. Like, I mean, he's done so much and like, you know, Saturday Night Live and then like the movies afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, he was huge in the 90s.
Right.
Huge.
Right. Did Todd Bridges recognize him from his number one film credit, Undercover Brother?
You know, I did.
2002's Undercover Brother.
Listen, that movie is incredible and everybody should watch it.
Yeah.
But he was Mr. Feather. And so, I'm with Todd Bridges. Todd Bridges is not wrong.
is Neil Patrick Harris in that one? I know you don't like Neil Patrick Harris.
His name is Lance in the movie. And yes, he's in the film. And I think we can move on.
I saw it in the movie theater. Yeah.
Did you?
I think this is another one I recognize them from. I knew there were more movies.
Yes. When they put hot sauce on that sandwich to combat the mayonnaise, I was done. I was like, yes.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it is. Like, coming soon on nothing but Netflix.
Yeah. He also mentioned like he led with Goth Talk is his number one SNL character.
I was shocked by that. That's not, to me, his most famous at all. I didn't even remember that character. So,
very much the opposite of the Todd Bridges approach, which is like, this is why you know me. This is what I like. Mm-hmm. Want you to know me from before he got to the other stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Todrick shows up.
Here he is.
Ready to go.
The other Todd.
I thought they were going to mention I thought he was going to mention that he like knows the Big Brother cast or that they were at his house or literally anything, like maybe like try and endear himself to viewers. Yeah. Being like, look at me with, you know, Tiffany and Derek X.
Isn't it weird?
Taryn.
Yeah.
He didn't even name him Taryn.
He did not mention Taryn, which like, to be honest, I was shocked. I was shocked.
Yeah.
You may know me from Broadway. I met Taryn.
Let Taryn into my house.
Yeah. Oh, the day he says Taryn's name on the live feeds, we're just going to explode. Like, he's like, yeah, you know, I kind of keep up with the show. Taryn, you know, Taryn, the famous one from the podcast.
And everyone's like, who?
Yeah.
Everyone in the house is like, I've never heard of this guy.
To be clear, even though I've been to his house and met him, he has no idea who I am.
Yeah, he thinks Taryn's name is Cruella.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, isn't it weird that, I mean, that Todrick had famously like hung out with the cast of Big Brother 23, which you would think would be very popular to the audience of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And why not mention, he mentions Derek and Dan. Why not mention the popular people from the very last season that he lived with for weeks?
The only thing I can think of is maybe like CBS didn't want him to. I don't know why.
Why?
Like,
who cares?
I don't know. But it doesn't make any sense to me. But I do think that it is odd that he wouldn't mention it. And I would think that he would mention it. Weird.
I mean, they probably don't want the image of he really campaigned for this spot, right? He invited all the contestants to his house and he's been involved in all of this stuff. I think they want to maintain a little bit of separation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because it's like, here, Todrick, hell, we see you. You didn't move. You didn't create your own Big Brother house. Like, we got to put you on now. Damn. Like, you got Tiffany and people calling, you know, so I'm not surprised. He was like, no, I got selected on my own merit. I won a VMA for Taylor Swift's music video. Like, what are you talking about? I am a celebrity as well. It's like, yes, you are a celebrity, but make no mistake, you housing the Big Brother house and Taryn for like 2 months is the reason why you're on the show this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. He's ready to go. Can't cook, loves to stir the pot. Todrick is ready. All right. Misha gets a pretty lengthy intro package.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Misha Cupcake Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They call her Cupcake because she likes doing her hair and wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which apparently makes her a cupcake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little Melissa? Bit, yeah, I think so.
Melissa, are you offended? Are you a cupcake?
Oh, Melissa, look at this cupcake.
Wow, okay, Rob, I'm putting this in the HR file. Yeah.
Okay, we're making a note.
Just ask a question.
Duly noted.
Make a note.
It was an innocent question.
These two right here are calling me a cupcake.
I don't know, though, because Rob's hair is looking pretty good. Is Rob a cupcake?
Okay, Rob, that is also going in the Destiny HR file. It's
10:10 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, I need you to please mark this down. Okay, thank you. I'm filing a formal complaint right now on air.
Yeah.
She seems fine. She also seemed like pretty down to earth in comparison, I think, to some of the other celebrities. Mm-hmm. I'm always also like looking for like energy levels. And I feel like she's just there. She doesn't have the Carson personality, right? But it seems like she is like, she wants to be here. She wants to compete.
Mm-hmm. She's got a game face on for sure.
Yeah.
Like definitely like, it's kind of, I won't say cold, but like they go to her and she's like, she's got like stone face. Like she's ready to play. And I don't think that's something you can keep up for a very long time in the Big Brother house because it's so wacky. But yeah, for the first competition, if you want to go in with your game face on and win, go ahead. But after that, you need to let your guard down so you can kind of let people in so they don't feel like they could just put you up. But yeah, I liked what I saw. I don't have high hopes for Misha, but we'll see what happens.
Chappelle, are you a UFC guy?
No, but you know who is? Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
And nobody is shocked by that because he looks exactly what you think he would look like if he said he was a UFC guy. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, boy, yeah, duh.
Chris Kirkpatrick had hard eyes when she walked in.
He was like, oh shit, it's Misha. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, Chris, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
I would be interested to see, you know, what her actual personality is like in the house because, you know, we've really only seen her kind of in like competition mode when she's, you know, competing for HOH and stuff like that. But just like Chappelle said, like when she like lets her guard down, you know, it'd be interesting to see like, is she still that same way? Like still like just I'm in competition mode because were in the middle of a competition, or if she could kind of like chill out and, you know, hang out with people. Like, I don't know her from like anything. So I really don't know what she's like in real life. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, how she does. Cause to be honest, if I was in the house with her, I'd be a little intimidated. She seems like she's really athletic, very intense. I wouldn't know what to do. So I do hope that she can kind of tone it down.
It seems like when she lets her guard down, she ends up saying, well, yeah, I made a deal with him because I like him.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah.
I mean, you.
I'm not going to make a deal with just anybody, but I actually like Tundra. It's not like this is a game or anything. Like, yeah, that was a choice. Do we just jump there right now and talk about Misha winning the HOA?
Let's talk about Teddy and Lamar, and then there's not much else to talk about before we get to the HOH competition. Teddy comes in. John Mellencamp is her dad. Yada yada yada. She tells people the truth.
I mean, I was expecting her to come in and be like Omarosa, like instantly, because people hate her so much. I thought she was fine so far. I mean, I'm sure there was plenty of reasons to dislike her, but she seemed fine.
Mm-hmm. I was very confused because like the reason that I've heard people dislike her is because they say she's boring, and that she like didn't add anything to the Housewives like franchise or whatever. And then to hear her say like, well, I had the option of either talking behind their back or telling it like it is to their face. And I chose to tell it like it is to their face. I was surprised by that answer because I assumed she was going to say, yeah, I just chose to say it behind their back and not confront anyone because everyone says she's so boring. So I really don't know what to think about her. Everything that I've seen of her for her interviews and stuff, I haven't minded. I've been interested in her. I think she seems good. But then to hear the like Real Housewives fans talk about her, it's like, oh no, like do not have anything to do with her, like no way. And mm-hmm. So I really don't know what she's going to be like, and I was really hoping to see her on live feeds to kind of get a better sense of who she is,
maybe one day.
And we will hopefully at some point get to do that.
Okay.
I was impressed. I thought that, like, first of all, I thought her strategy is a little flawed here, saying like, oh, I'm the one who tells it to your face. I'm like, this is Big Brother, maybe don't do that this time. Mm-hmm. Like, you did that in the Housewives. That results varied, but here in the Big Brother house, you might want to start lying and talking about people behind their backs. I'm just saying. But I was impressed because who would have thought it would be her and the UFC fighter in the final two for this competition, you know? And like, she held on as long as she could. She tried to make a deal. I was like, I like this. So I don't know how good she'll be, you know, throughout the season. And I'm not familiar with the Housewives, but I thought that was a good showing for her.
She really makes the most out of those 600 calories.
I don't know if she subscribes to the program.
No, she does not.
Yeah.
As a scammer, she definitely is just telling other people never to subscribe.
That. Okay. And then last, and certainly not least, that what a great intro for Lamar Odom. Mm.
That was a really good intro for him. I feel like it endeared me to him for sure. Yeah. Because, you know, prior to this, I'd kind of known him as like, kind of a scumbag, like cheater is like the like vibe I had, or I guess what I had heard about him, and like cheater addict. So I was kind of like, oh boy, I don't know how this
cheating
is
at basketball,
you know.
Did he deflate the basketballs?
Like, yeah.
Deflate gate. I mean, but then to hear him like talk about his struggles and his book and how it was a New York Times bestseller, like I felt like, you know, I felt bad for him, and I felt, you know, like I liked him. So I thought they did a good job in their intro package.
Yeah.
I'd agree. I think with Lamar, like he is somebody who is pretty much universally loved across the NBA. But I do think when you have a reputation for being a drug addict or, you know, dealing with substance abuse or whatever, like it does kind of like, it makes people look at you a certain way. And addicts and drug users are people, you know, and I think this is very much a place where you could see him as a person and his humanity right in front of you. And so I was very happy to see his package because like, oh my God, that sounded horrible. I was very excited to see his video, but like, you know, I will shoot the out of context account. Like, I will shoot you. Yeah. Okay. So start over. I was very excited to see the video of Lamar talking about and telling his truth and his side of the story. Yeah. Because even though he is a cheater, you know, cheaters are human too. And so I think it gives him a chance to kind of endear himself to America that might not know that side of Lamar.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just want to say, clarify that, like, I don't know, like, anything about him. Like, I don't watch sports. So number one, I don't know anything about his career. Number two, like, I don't follow the Kardashians or watch the Kardashians. So, like, I don't know anything about that. The only information I get about, like, these tangential characters or whatever is, like, through headlines, through Reddit, through Twitter, whatever. Mm. So, like, that's all I know. And that's just, like, what I, as, like, a person who doesn't follow any of this, like, had heard or knew about him, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And so to get to hear like in just very, very succinctly and briefly, like his side of the story and like what happened to him. I thought that it was smart that they did it that way, or maybe that he designed his intro package that way. I don't know. Like, you know, cause I feel like that automatically sets the audience up to be like, oh, okay. Like if they had any mm-hmm. preconceived notions of him, like those go out the window maybe, and he starts fresh slate. So, mm-hmm. I thought that was good.
Yeah. Instantly yeah. became the easiest person to root for in the cast mm-hmm. after that intro package. So really set him up as like, and they haven't come in last. Like, I think they know that they've got a really good story here with Lamar on Big Brother. All right. So they do a toast. You know, Chris Kattan gives kind of a weird toast, but we go to a commercial. Okay. We get a commercial for the first time that we've ever laid eyes on something called Beyond the Edge. If you're in the know, we've heard about this over the last couple of weeks, that there was a CBS new reality series, I believe that from the mind of Jeff Probst, is coming, I believe in April, or is it March? March? Coming in March. They moved it up. I think it was mm-hmm. I think it was originally supposed to be in April. Featuring yeah. a cast of celebrities playing in a Survivor-like game coming to CBS.
Yeah, and it'll be running huge at news. The same time as Survivor, right? Won't they be yeah. on at this?
I think I suspect it'll probably be on it an hour after Survivor.
No, I meant like at the same like yes, time, yes. like at the, like during the same period. Yes, of, but like, also the year.
It said Wednesdays, so I think it's gonna be all one night.
Yeah.
Huge news.
After you're done with regular Survivor, check out these celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a thing that happened, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to feel, but luckily Mike Bloom has done the work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Mike Bloom respects me because he's been keeping this a secret from me, and I thought we were better than that, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, the cast list is already out,
yeah.
and I was shocked to see the commercial because, like, are we really getting meta again? Are we getting meta world peace?
Celebrity, that's the connective tissue. So meta world yeah. peace mentioned in the pregame press that meta world peace will be back along with Chappelle's beloved Baltimore Raven, Ray Lewis.
Yeah. Right.
Jody Sweetin from Full House. Mike Singletary.
I don't know. Meta world peace couldn't handle the Big Brother house. I don't know why they thought like, let's put this guy on a Survivor like show. Maybe there's nowhere to like escape from an island. But mm-hmm. he's probably gonna like build a raft or something. Like, I don't know if this is gonna work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What show is this?
Exactly.
Beyond exactly. the Edge.
I yeah. did not see this commercial. I was watching the Canadian.
Check
stream.
It out. Check it out. CBS, I think, is yeah. tweeting it out. Okay.
Yeah, and Mike Bloom has done the, like I said, he's already done
a whole slideshow of all of everybody. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for Beyond the Edge. What a big night, a newsy night here on the premiere of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah. We also got a random Survivor trailer as well. Yes. So that felt good.
Yes.
Like things are happening.
Yeah, the bad news is
the monster is back.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Oh man.
The monster.
That monster.
Yeah. The hourglass.
I'm so happy I'm here.
Jeff is the monster.
Mm-hmm.
The monster is back. All right, let's get back to the Big Brother house where we had everybody hanging out a little bit. We had this moment that we mentioned a little bit where Chris Kattan was asked, does he know some of the house guests' names? He is quizzed. Does he know Teddy Mellencamp's name?
Here's the test. What's my name?
It's Cruella. Wait, I forgot.
Why would he say that? Why?
Woman Cruella.
That's not like, your go-to when you don't know somebody's name?
It's like so bad. It's worse than just like making up like a another name. Or even it's worse than just saying, no, I don't know your name.
No, I think it's pretty bad. Because I think they think he's looking at her and saying, this woman is Cruella DeVille.
Yeah,
I think, yeah,
this woman is clearly awful.
This is a woman that looks like she would kill Dalmatians to make coats.
So bad.
Well, maybe it's the new one. Maybe you look like Emma Stone.
Sorry, dogs. Sorry, like, dogs.
That's pretty complimentary.
Yeah.
You look like Emma Stone is a good compliment.
Yeah.
But like even in Emma Stone's Cruella DeVille, like portrayal, her real name wasn't Cruella. Like people don't name their child Cruella. It was a nickname. Like what the fuck? Like, nobody names a person. Like there is no human being. I'm sorry to wherever you are, Cruella, if you're listening to this, I'm not disrespecting your name. I'm just saying, like that was a sad thing that happened to you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But you, if your name is Cruella,
dogs.
Right. Exactly. Like there's people just, there's no celebrity named Cruella. You would have known that person existed. Chris Kattan. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine being in that position though, right? You're Chris Kattan. She asks, what is my name? And in your brain, all you can think is, Cruella. I'm pretty sure she said Cruella. Cruella. Oh my God. What do I say? I'm stalling. Cruella? Wait, no, that's not it, is it?
Yeah. Was it better or worse? He didn't know anybody else's name except for Chris Kirkpatrick because he had the same name as him.
That's not why. It's because he's that a big Instinct fan. He loves the Fairly Odd Parents. He loves Chip Skylark. Like, don't do that. He knew him. He recognized him. He said, that's not Lance Bass. That's Chris.
It's you're Cruella. This is Ursula.
Just start naming Disney villains.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is Jafar.
She's like Lamar Odom, aka Beanstalk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scar. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Julie calls everybody. Time for the winter gala. Okay. For the winter gala.
You've heard of the Met Gala, but this is the BB winter gala. It's like, oh, okay. That was clever.
Okay.
Or not.
Julie says that there was a designer, Mon Juan. Is this a joke? Is this a joke that's over my head? Is this like highbrow Big Brother humor? Melissa, do you know anything about this?
I had no idea what she was talking about. I'm sorry. I literally was just like, I thought I was missing something. Like, I was like,
the best part about unhinged celebrities here on the show is that Julie sounds more coherent than we've heard her in many months. But this, I did not know what they were talking about.
Is it like Vito and Otev? Like, it's the reverse of something?
I was taking one, and I have no clue.
Is this a real person that works on the production? I don't know.
Is it a famous designer that we just are unfamiliar with?
Yeah, somebody will let us know on Twitter.
It's just a celebrity in joke. Like, all those designers with their weird names.
All us
celebrities know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So choose the master of ceremonies. Now, I was convinced that this was going to, you know, the person that sits out is going to get some sort of a power. But Chappelle just seemed like that. It feels like that they were trying to throw Chris Kattan a bone here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why didn't you jump at this? They're like, anybody. Can we get one volunteer? Like,
I really want to be there.
Sit this one out. Yeah. Like, it was like, well, anybody who thinks physically like hanging from these strings would not be beneficial. Like anybody with a neck injury that is very public, that had a bunch of surgeries, that wouldn't want to do this. Nobody. And Ty Bridges is like, I'll do it. I was like, okay, fine. Fine, Todd. Like, get up there, Chris.
Also,
and he falls down within 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's like a minute and 50 seconds. But this was also weird with Chris Kattan, because Julie was talking about the invitations went out to the winter gala.
So exclusive that only 11 invitations went out.
I didn't get one.
Like, you're here. You're there.
I think we should be playing this game, which is for Chris Kattan, was that a joke?
Was it Julie? Julie is laughing like it is. She's going with it.
they laugh like it's a joke. But was he genuinely like, wait a minute, hold on, I didn't get an invite. Where did I? Was I supposed to get something?
It's hard to tell at this point what is intended.
I'm not sure.
I didn't know either. I thought maybe he was serious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, same thing with the Cruella thing, right? Like, I don't know what's the joke and what's not the joke.
Right. Is it that he thought her name was Cruella, or is it a joke? Hard to tell.
But that's the thing, though. If you felt like you were the one person not invited to the gala, why did you not also decide to sit down? Like, I didn't get an invitation. No kidding. This could be an opportunity for you to protect your back.
Sit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. Please. You know, like, I'm rooting for Chris. Like, I'm so concerned because I don't want him to get hurt, you know? And it just looked like that would be like, first of all, I'm with Todd. I would have been like, I'm out. I'm good. Thank you. That doesn't look like
I would not want him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I just don't want him to get hurt. That's all.
Okay. So the celebrities go into the harnesses. They go up. They hang there. And then we got to get these celebrities good and messy.
I hate when they do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
The gold, what are they? They call it caviar, the gold caviar. That was like the roughest dump they've ever made here.
A big old deuce. Just on these people's heads.
Like, I don't know if, like, I worry for if Chris Kattan had been up there. Like, I don't know if his neck could have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not the force of that turd. It was wild. Like, I jumped at home. I was like, oh, God. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because I'm so used to them, like, sprinkling stuff at them and kind of, like, drizzling stuff on them. Yeah, like, randomly
or kind of doing,
shooting
like, splat. Like, yeah. Just, like, across it. Like, splat or whatever.
They They tried to knock them off the strings with that, with that, caviar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Look, I'm not a caviar guy, but pretty sure that, that's nothing like what caviar is.
I was
right?
going to say the same. It doesn't look anything like caviar. Sure,
like, even gold caviar, God knows what that is, but I'm pretty sure it's not like
it's not just
gold
like a liquid mess. Not caviar.
In the DR, they were absolutely like, oh, and then the gold goop dropped. Hey, caviar.
It was the caviar.
It was caviar.
Yes.
The caviar. Oh, the caviar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it like, ruined their costumes. Really, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Those costumes.
I mean, it looked like Midas Globe.
He looked like an Emmy.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah, Golden Globe. Boom.
All the awards.
Yeah.
He got the, what is it, the Khal Drogo?
He got.
Like, the gold crown?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, oh, you want a crown, huh? I got you. Yeah. This was a interesting competition. Again, too long, but that's Big Brother for you. Mm-hmm. But I did enjoy, like, I don't know why they chose certain costume for certain people. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure there was only one option for Lamar because there's not that much fabric in the world. But like, why was Ty Bridges a fox? Why was Shayna a peacock? Like, was there, did I miss something?
I thought the fact that they were in different costumes made it a little bit unfair. I think that, like, you know, you've got some people in giant long dresses, some people in like little athletic gear. I feel like they should have, for a competition like this that relied so much on like physical ability, they should have dressed them all the same and not had them dressed, you know, like some people in giant long ball gowns and, you know, some people in something that would be a lot easier to spread your legs in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like.
Well, it was weird because everybody is wearing different costumes, but like Lamar Odom had like a customized costume. I wonder if they worked with them beforehand on what it was going to be. Like, they made it sound like they picked them out, but I mean, How many different Lamar Odom costumes could they have had?
Good chance they were like, hey, Lamar, here's your costume. And he was like,
mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
I got sweatpants in the car.
I mean, if they just handed out a costume, a little presumptive, like that's the costume that Todrick Hall wanted.
Oh, no, he was fine. Like, he was double cheeked up on a Thursday mm-hmm. afternoon when the sun was still shining. Like, he had no issue with that. And I think he acted like that was something that they chose for him. You know, he was like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't know who put me in this, but I'm happy they put me in this. Meanwhile, I'm like, Lamar put himself in that. Like, he legit, like, went to the car and was like, y'all don't got nothing that can fit me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just, it doesn't seem like it was fair. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure, but like, dang, wouldn't you want like a less, like gigantic outfit if you know you're gonna do this,
right.
You know, like once they
didn't know what they were gonna do.
Yeah, they probably didn't know what they were gonna do. They probably were like, okay, let's like figure out your outfit, because there's no way that they put. I really think they wouldn't. I think Rob is right. It's presumptive to put, you know, Todrick in an outfit like that without consulting him first. I feel like it's. Unless he is the one who's putting himself in an outfit like that, it seems like a little much to put him in.
And maybe that's why they didn't look at it in terms of fairness, because like, hey, this is what you chose.
Mm-hmm. Having
a gala, gold caviar.
Yeah, right. They probably told him like we're going to do our first night as a ball. They probably thought like, oh, we are just going to like, you know, have like a party for the first night, not like I'm going to be up on puppet strings.
Okay, so let's get that. We get it down to what is it? Todrick, Misha, and Teddy. That's the last three, right?
The final three, yeah. Okay,
that's the final three. And boy, it's tough out there. And Carson, he knows that Misha is a tough customer because that she told him this.
She told me that she delivered her own baby on her bathroom floor without painkillers.
What? Was she okay?
No. I thought that was Teddy who was doing it like Sandra with no aspirin. You know, like, I thought that was Teddy who was out there being like superwoman, like giving birth on the bathroom floor. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe
I thought he was talking about Misha too, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes more sense.
Was that by choice?
Yeah. Like, if you have to have a decision, like, would you rather have like a midwife? Would you rather have like a hospital?
Go to the hospital.
Like, maybe like a water birth. And she's like, no,
I have a bathroom floor. What do I need?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. And also, I don't know if it's just me, but it felt weird that he was like, oh, yeah, she told me that she did. Like, I can't imagine that there was a scenario where she was sitting alone with him and told him that. Like, it feels like that's a story she would have told everyone. Like he was like, oh yeah. She told me once, like, how long have you been in there with her? Like,
what he's a journalist.
She told you.
Gets down to the hard hitting questions. Like, hey, how do you think you're going to do in this competition? Well, I think I'm going to do fine. You know, I did give birth to my child on the bathroom floor. And,
like, I mean, I guess if you do that,
like, oh my God,
probably, you want to brag.
Yeah.
Like endurance queen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they're in the kitchen and she's with, hey, like, oh, just, you know, just I did give birth on a bathroom floor with no painkillers. Just
because I bet you want to be in an alliance.
Need with that, really.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. Let's talk about one of the rare strategic moments from this episode. Okay. So Todrick is slipping. He asked Misha, will you keep me safe this week if I drop off?
Yeah. She said, cool.
Just, yeah, no, I wasn't gonna put you. Oh, yeah, you're good. You're right. Good.
You're good. No worries.
You're good.
No, I don't have to think twice about that. What are you talking about, Todrick? In front of everybody, I will announce that I like you so much that you alone can have a pass this week. It's almost like we're the final two in this competition. Oh wait, there's another person here.
Yes. Okay. So then, Teddy. Hey. Like, if I drop off, would you make a deal with me? I can't make a deal.
Teddy,
I mean, it's too early to make deals.
Promising things this early.
Preposterous.
Well, what about with Todrick? I like Todrick.
I like was Todrick. Going to put him up. Like, that wasn't
I
a promise.
I like him. I'm aligned with him. I plan on playing the game with him. He will not be going home. You, on the other hand, are expendable.
I don't care how you don't see this. This seems pretty simple.
Why did you even ask me this stupid question, dummy? Mm-hmm. You're so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Teddy. Mm-hmm. Dumb Teddy.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Like, right. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. And Teddy?
Either like, don't make deals at all or, you know, make them fairly in this situation. I feel
save
like.
Save it for the final two.
Like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Maybe make a quiet deal. Like maybe give Todrick like a, you know, a little head. Yeah. Or like a little, like, you good, Todrick. Like, mm-hmm. Wink at him or something, you know, but damn, don't like, all right, you guys, me and Todrick are aligned. We're good.
Or else, like, thank I you. Mean, it's the first week. Like, I feel like why not just tell Todrick and Teddy, like, okay, we're all good. Like, that's fine. Like, there are other people you can get out. It's not like you're down to like the final four or something.
She may want to put Teddy on the block.
I think she does, probably. I mean, yeah. That's what it sounds like.
If she did it, it's definitely she possible. Needs to.
Okay.
Well, she yeah. needs yeah. to now. Like, yeah. why wouldn't you now?
Well, Taryn, can we go back to the bit of alliance talk that we got in this episode? So it was Carson and Todrick. They wanted to make an alliance that they were talking with. Was it Cynthia about making
Cynthia
the
and
what? Yeah, Cynthia and Shayna. They wanted to call it the Girls and Gays Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this was like explicitly formed by Carson. Him and Cynthia initially had been in that clock room, and then you know, Chris Kirkpatrick came in, and then like Todd came in, and they were like, yeah, actually, hey, you guys can stay here. We're gonna bounce over to this other room. And so him and Cynthia and Shayna were in there, and then I assume they pulled in Todrick, and so those four seem to be in that room together. I don't know if there's anybody else in that room at this point. There should be, because the 4 out of 11 does not equal the majority. But they are definitely playing the game. Carson seems to be very sort of like hands-on here. He really wants to form his group, get them in the same room, and be ready to go. And given the fact that Misha does seem to like Todrick and did make a deal with Todrick, it seems like there's a connection there that may allow them to have some influence over this first HOA train.
Okay. And do we know, is there anybody else? Are there any other of the women that are in the house that we think could be in the mix here? Like, is it possible that this alliance reaches Misha?
I think that basically, if Todrick and Carson and Shayna and Cynthia have any idea what they're doing, they're going to approach Misha and they're going to be like, hey, the five of us. Mm-hmm. Yep. And she gets the wild card spot, you know, in the alliance, which is, you won the first HOH. So congratulations, you're in our alliance. Yeah. And they take a shot at a strong competitor like Teddy or Mirai on the other side of the house. And just like that, they're 5 out of 10 or, you know, something like that. The other side's probably not galvanized together because they're keeping it a secret. And that's how you play Big Brother.
Okay.
Yeah, like they all should be trying to win the first HOH, especially with this small group, right? Like, because like this small group, you can say, okay, I'm the HOH. The first five people that I feel comfortable with, we're all aligned. And if the five of us are competition threats or whatever, or at least we have the people that are likable or I can trust them, then yeah, I don't have to worry about anything for 5 weeks because I have the majority at that point. And then I can make a couple deals with a couple other people who aren't in my alliance and just say like, hey, I'm not putting you up this week, don't put me up. And then that way you can pick off a couple people. You have a little tiny bit of blood on your hands, but it don't matter because you already have like solidified that big alliance structure that we see runs Big Brother all the time. Like, this is the McCray move, right? Like, where McCray was like, I'm just a pizza boy. And now, like, the entire alliance is in his area trying to get, you know, the whole house is trying to get on McCray's good side. Then he goes and sleeps with Amanda, and then that's a whole thing. But initially, that was what was keeping him, in the good graces, was that first win, you know? And so, this is just that. It's just that Misha didn't articulate that she needed to win this so that she could make that happen. It looks like it's going to happen in spite of her, not, you know, with her like actually consciously trying to make it happen.
One other note, another power is up for grabs this week. It's the gala gift. Not a lot of details were given to us about how the gala gift would be handed out. Melissa, I saw Todd Bridges walk off with it, but
yeah, I thought they were going to tell us at least, like maybe not tell the house guests, but I thought they were going to tell us at least what it was about. But we got nothing. So I have no idea.
This reminded me of Survivor, that time when Jeff was just like, and here's an advantage. come and get it. And Stephen Fishback is like jumping off the thing. Like it's the second Julie's like, and it's in that box. I would have been like, oh, okay. So I'm going to,
with my box,
I'm going to take that box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently that's not how it works. Cause of course not. This is Big Brother.
Do you think that inside of the box, Chappelle, that is the date, which will reveal when the live feeds will start?
You know what? That's probably why they like it. What's in the box? What's in the box? At least it's not a severed head. You know, I feel like if you were going to make this box available, this box should have been incentive for whoever sat out the challenge, right? Like, I'm the MC. I don't get safety, but I get this box that could change my fate in whatever way and also curse somebody else. I'm happy Todd Bridges was like, I want that because, I mean, at the very least, it'll give you something because you automatically, like Taryn was just saying, by not winning HOH, you don't get that magnetic ability to just draw the house to you. And so, you know, I'm hoping that they reveal what's in the box next episode, but who knows at this point? Like, it could be like a week five, we're going to open the box or something. I'm like, I don't know. You know,
it's probably like, if you sit out, you're not guaranteed safety. AKA, if we like you, that means you get the box. If we don't like you, the box is random, guys.
It's a slot pass, you know? Like, oh, thank you. Is this what I wanted? Oh my God.
Okay.
You shouldn't have.
Anything else about tonight's Big Brother that we want to highlight?
Yeah. You have Chris Kirkpatrick hanging up in this challenge. And did this man not even utter the words, no strings attached? Like,
he said that it reminds him of a...
Yeah, he did say he has experience.
But you got to say it. You got to say it.
Especially because tearing up his... what?
His heart. His heart and his thighs.
Also, when he said it's going to be me, like, I'm sorry. It's called It's Going to Be May. Like, right. I don't understand that reference when he
doesn't know the lyrics.
But it's in February.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, at least say it right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
If anyone's going to win, it's going to be me. It's like, no. No, you got to do it right.
Don't do that. Right.
Don't do that.
Also, when Chris fell out of the competition, he thought that maybe his bandmates might be disappointed.
I let down my inner Big Brother fan. And I let down JC, Justin, Joey, and Lance.
That's a lot of name dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was a lot of
various quick succession.
There was a lot of name dropping going on.
Yeah.
But I don't blame him because Teddy, who lives in the house with him, is trying to figure out if he's a Backstreet Boy.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, well, maybe if I keep saying it, people will know who I am.
Taryn, I had some astute listeners saying that the NSYNC sound drop that they are using is the Wax Street Boys music from BB17.
That's Wax amazing. Street's back.
All right. Everybody. Yeah. Okay, we're done here.
Yeah. Trying to see if we have the if I have any Wax Street sounds. I don't know. I think that might be too far back.
I think they need to bring the Wax Streets back together.
All right.
for a reunion. Competition this season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Johnny Mac, Jason,
I think Liz and Julia.
Yeah, and the Nolan. Right. And the Nolan. Okay. We got a couple questions here tonight from our listeners. Let's see what they had to say about the Big Brother celebrity premiere. Here's our first question. Mr. Roybot says, who's the Scaramucci of the season? Who wasn't a real house guest? Is there anybody that we think that maybe gotcha? Bazinga.
Nobody's that famous.
Yeah, like we don't have a lot. Like for this to be a celebrity season, there's not like a one big name person this year, right? Like we've had in the past. Like in the past, it was like, what is Omarosa going to say? Mm-hmm. And what is Scaramucci going to say? And it's like, well, now that we like don't have Trump in office, it's like, well, what is Chris Kattan going to say?
I'm starting to think that. So I really did think that the 12th house guest or like 12th spot was going to be filled by a house guest. Now I'm starting to think that maybe they had somebody, like maybe a big get, but COVID got in the way. And now they're just like, oh, I guess we're just not going to include this person anymore and just pretend like there was 11. I don't know. I just feel like why set the the wall, the photo wall, the memory wall, like, don't they have like an extra slot, but why would they set it up that way when it's digital and they could just like put it in the middle. Like, I don't know why they would do like two squares when they could have one. So I really do think that like either there must have been somebody who was supposed to be on it and then COVID happened, or like maybe there is still going to be someone that comes in that, that is a big name. Like, right. I don't know. I just feel like they don't have that big draw this season.
Let's explore this for a second. Taryn, could this possibly be a reason why the live feed's that there? Could we have another house guest that has entered the house that we are going to get as a surprise, and they don't want to have it leak on the live feeds?
No, I don't think so. It's Celebrity Big Brother has always been built for 11 people because they're all on the jury. And you know, they don't want an even number of jury members. So I think season one was 11 people. Season two was 12 minus one from Scaramucci is 11. And then this one is 11. I think it was always meant to be 11. And, if there's a new person in the house, it's cause they like quickly replaced somebody. Yeah.
I just feel like they're missing the like it factor, I guess, this season. I feel like the seasons before this, like, not saying they were like huge celebrities or anything like that, but like, I will say that there were certain people that I was like, okay, I'm excited to watch that person in the live feeds. Like, I want to know what they're like. I want to know what they're up to. Like, this is really exciting. And this season, I feel like there isn't a single person really that I'm interested in seeing on the live feeds. I guess maybe Chris Kattan, just because like, I was such a fan of him in the 90s. And now like he seems like such a different person that I would be interested to see like if like he's like what's going on with him, I guess. I don't know. So it's just as much as I'm not disappointed in like the level of celebrity they got, I guess I'm disappointed in my lack of interest in these specific celebrities. So I don't know.
I feel like if you wanted to do this stunt casting correctly, right? Like if you wanted to have these 11 players, but you needed a Scaramucci to come in and be that 12th that you just snatch away from everybody, this is your time to pick a Kardashian, because you got Lamar Odom in the house. You got Shayna Mokler in the house. And if you just like, and then Kim Kardashian, like people for far and wide are coming. And then at this same exact challenge, you're like, what's in the box? And it's Kim's exit. You know, like that's it. We never see Kim again. And then you go on with 11 people. Like, I think that is the missing piece. Like Kris Jenner or Kim.
Or even just like somebody, like someone from that family, someone tangentially like connected.
Northwest.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like Caitlyn Jenner or something. Like, I feel like she might be interested in doing it, or like
just did Australian maybe, Big Brother.
What, Rob? That's the brother. Like, maybe one of those people might be interested. Like, I don't think you could get like a main Kardashian or a main Jenner, but I think you could get like a side character,
Brody Jenner.
Sure. Yeah, you could literally just like somebody who's connected. Like, I don't understand how. I just feel I don't know. Yeah, I think Chappelle's right. I think that could have been an easy way to, number one, draw up interest for sure. And then also kind of just like surprise everyone and keep people like, you want those like Omarosa style clips where it's like she was talking about Trump or whatever and was like, it was like, oh my God, she's revealing stuff on the feeds or whatever. And it's like, that was like,
I think the Masked Singer tried that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that recently. That's a bad move. Masked Singer is bad. They did a bad thing.
Yeah.
Bad Masked Singer.
Wrong for democracy. It's like idolizing people who shouldn't be idolized. It's just ludicrous. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's very recent development. But it's just, I do not approve. Thanks. And I think it's wrong. And I like the fact that two of the judges supposedly walked off.
I trust Melissa on this.
No clue what's going on, but I don't know. I have nothing.
There was an article.
The voice of the people has spoken.
Before I came on, there was an article that a Deadline article. So it's like actually legit news. I'm not going to spoil it because it'll literally spoil the Masked Singer. So like while democracy is in fact in peril, I'm not going to spoil you on the Masked Singer.
To the extent that we're going to start spoiling TV shows.
Let's not get crazy.
Come on. We're not monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, I just,
we're not on Survivor.
They messy. I just did a quick Google. Okay.
monster is back.
Right.
All right. All right. Let's take.
Don't Google it if you don't want to know the outcome.
Mike, you said, who did you tell us drafted?
Taryn Googled it.
I just Googled it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's wild, huh?
Okay. It's Donald Trump on The Masked Singer. I'm just kidding. It's not Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Can you imagine, though? Right.
Chappelle. Who would you have drafted? Yes. Mike Rohn.
I mean, now that I've seen the show, it's like, how do you not pick Carson in this spot if you have the chance? Because it's like, he's connected to everyone, mm-hmm. and he's so likable, and he knows the game. Mm-hmm. But, like, just blindly, like, if I had my, like, just my pick, I like mess. And so it's either going to be Chris Kirkpatrick or Shayna Mokler. Like, it's either going to be like Chris, because I think he could actually win, and Shayna, because I think eventually she'll give us some drama.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Got a question here from Rachel G. What costume was the biggest hindrance, and who is the best for the type of competition?
I mean, I have to imagine that Misha's gown was a pretty big hindrance. Thing. I mean, not only is it huge and a ton of material, but it's also going to catch a lot more of the caviar. And probably weighed her down a lot more than anybody else's. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't envy anybody that was in like any kind of jacket that, you know, hindered their, arm upward movement. But I feel like the gown was the worst.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what I would have thought.
You'd think so. All right. Todrick didn't seem like it was going to be a picnic either to do that competition. Okay.
Fair.
It looked highly uncomfortable. Yes.
And Brian wants to know, what previous Celebrity Big Brother house guests would you add to this mix to give it a boost? Obviously, Dina. So number two is fine, too.
I mean, he was not wrong about Dina. Like, you definitely want to add Dina Lohan to the mix if you can.
Yeah.
I don't know. So he said, like, what prior Celebrity Big Brother like house guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because it's kind of like the good players typically weren't like super dramatic. Like don't get me wrong, Tamar was a mess and a half, but she also like won and it was amazing. But like, do you want like Candy, who's going to come in and kind of be like very agreeable, but is also going to play a good game? Or do you want us to spice it up and bring in like an Omarosa or something?
I would absolutely put Omarosa back in. Like, mm-hmm. I know I've been like acting like a crazy Omarosa stan these past couple like podcasts, but she's really into the game. She's exciting to watch. Like, you know, she's just going to do whatever it takes to win.
She understands the assignment. Yeah.
She gets it. And like, you know, I do appreciate what she brings to the table, and like, you know, and not only that, I think like, it's not just like villainy for villainy's sake. I think that she's really intelligent. So I think that, you know, a lot of the stuff that she does, it just like, I don't know. I think that she's very fun to watch on reality TV, whether for good reasons or bad reasons. And then I also think that, you know, I do feel like she seemed, I guess the show humanized her more to me. And so I did think that she wasn't just like a caricature villain. I felt like I, you know, was interested in what she had to say. And so, yeah, I would have liked to see her again.
Okay.
I feel it's gotta be Tamar. I mean, she brings it on every level. So you can't really go wrong.
I'll raise you Shannon Elizabeth. Because I think Shannon Elizabeth had a bad draw, but I do think Shannon Elizabeth is a super fan who cannot control themselves, and they're going to come in the house. Like when they're like, oh, have you seen Big Brother? She's like, yes, I have. And I watched the feed, and I know Taryn, and I was at Todrick's house as well. Like, make no mistake. Like, we're here. Like, I feel like that's what they need. They just need a jolt to get the game going. That's all I want to see. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, bring me Shannon Elizabeth or Tamar or even Omarosa. All three great choices.
Okay. All right, let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob is a Podcast. All right, here's what we know at this hour. We know tomorrow night we will be live after the episode. Taryn and I are going to be back with Kirsten McInnes and Phil Thompson after the episode, 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For that, join us live after the Thursday night episode of Celebrity Big Brother.
Then. Yes, and remember, no live feed update tomorrow. There are no live feeds, so until the live feeds start, there are no updates to give.
Tomato.
While you were here with us, if you're watching live, The Amazing Race aired tonight. I will be recapping tonight's Amazing Race with Mike Bloom, and Jessica Lease on Thursday. So be on the lookout for that. Plus, this week's potential exit interview as well. Check that out in the Amazing Race recap on Rob as a Podcast. This weekend, Chappelle and I talked about the great film Home Team. Chappelle, why don't you just let everybody know about what's Home Team?
It's a hot ass mess mm-hmm. of a show, mm-hmm. a movie on Netflix, and we had a great time discussing it. Kevin James is Sean Payton, and he's going back to a random town in Texas to coach his son's little league team, and that's it. But we will get into all the details of that on Nothing But Netflix. So check that out. It's already in your podcast feeds if you haven't already caught it. And then catch me and Rob and what we have coming up next. I believe we're talking about Murderville, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Murderville. And our guest, Mari Talks Too Much and Sarah Carradine. Yeah. So this is going to be a good time. So if you didn't catch Home Team, there might be something for you this week with Murderville.
Okay. Then we also have for you coming up. Oh, look, 90 Day Fiancé. Puya and I had a lot of fun talking about 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Every week on Monday, we get together to talk about all the mess on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Then we have, Joe Millionaire this week is going to be back once again. I've been covering Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer with Jenny Autumn. Each week, we've been talking about the two Joes. One is rich. One is not. We will be live, or we will be recording on Friday this week because of Big Brother on Thursday night. So be on the lookout for this week's edition of Joe Millionaire for Richer or for Poorer. Talk about a mess. And then,
Rob.
Yes.
You know, Chris Kattan's energy in the Big Brother house is your energy talking about Joe Millionaire. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, is Rob okay?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
Watch out. Cars and Grizzly Bears.
Yeah. I've recorded, you know, the fifth week of Joe Millionaire coming up. I also this week got to watch all of our friend Sandra Diaz-Twine and her daughter Nina competing in Australian Survivor, and I got to talk about the first week with the amazing Shannon Gus earlier today. That podcast should be up imminently for you to listen to. Of course, the Robin's Podcast patrons have been watching and loving Australian Survivor all week, so it's been very easy to come by all of the Australian Survivor for the patrons of Rob's Podcast. Check out the first week of Australian Survivor coverage with Shannon Gus, and then every week thereafter that in our Survivor Global feed. All right, Taryn, great Taryn show this week.
Yes, it was a lot of fun talking with Asia. She talked about how she has spent years trying to get on Big Brother, made it pretty far. And
their loss, our gain.
Truly, truly. She also talked about, she's got some lists.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Asia's got checks them twice.
All right. On the latest episode of the Taryn Show. And of course, if you miss anything, check out our brand new podcast, The Weekly Rehap Up, where we're going to put together the best moments and clips. Maybe I have a feeling maybe something from tonight might be in this week's edition of The Weekly Rehap Up. When you hear your favorite moments happen and you think that they should be included in the week, let us know. Go to robinswebsite.com/bestof to let us know the clip to mark, or follow us on Twitter at Rob is a Podcast and let us know if you hear something that should be in our weekly wrap up. Of course, beginning of February, great time to jump in, become a patron of Rob is a Podcast. I mentioned how easy it is to watch all the Australian Survivor. We will also be bringing you The Slop back again this season on Thursdays. That's going to be in our patron podcast feed, plus all of our other patron exclusives that you can check out when you go to robinswebsite.com/patron and help support all of the podcasts we're doing here on RHAP. Not to mention, hit that subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube, closing in on 100,000 followers here on YouTube, 100,000 subscribers. And of course, subscribe to Robinson Podcast wherever podcasts are heard, and follow us on social media as well when you go to at Robinson Podcast on Twitter or at RHAP Grams on Instagram and Robinson Podcast on TikTok. All right. Thank you so much for that, Scott. All right, Melissa, what's coming up for you?
A lot of Big Brother, but I also just did an episode of stuff 90s shows taught me. On the movie The Little Rascals from 1994, one of my faves. So it was very fun. A lot of impressions were done, and then it kind of devolved into a talk on sleepovers and how awful they can get. And so,
Okay.
Very fun.
All right. Yeah. Well, Melissa, so fun. I got the podcast with you twice so far this week. Look at,
I know.
What a treat.
Very good.
What
yeah.
a treat. All right. Yeah, it's Melissa with three A's on Twitter. Okay. Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
Nothing but Netflix.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about it. We are always looking for suggestions. So if you all are listening and you want to hear me and Rob talk about something specific on Netflix, something new, something trending, or something old that you really, really like Undercover Brother, then follow the Nothing But RHAP account on Twitter. And let us know. Let us know what you think. Send us your suggestions and send us feedback. We're always listening and trying to, you know, give the people what they want to hear when it comes to Netflix content. But, you know, right now, just chilling. Big chilling.
All right. Great job tonight, Chappelle. And then, Taryn, you have a couple more days to sleep in before we get the live feeds going. What else is going on?
Well, I will be live tomorrow night during the episode on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching it along with all of you, as I did tonight. Again, the Taryn Show, I got the one with Asia out today. If you missed the one with Tiffany, I did one with Tiffany a while ago. One with Kemi, who was great. Jacob Jones. We've got some great Taryn shows there. Next week I'll have Nicole Maines, who is Supergirl. And you can find me on YouTube as well, Taryn's Quest, and on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn.
All right, Taryn, great job here tonight on the premiere. Thank you all so much for checking us out. We'll be back tomorrow night live after the episode. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.